in studio. We have Lincoln County School District number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson. Matt, thank you for checking in with us today.
You're welcome. It's good to be here, Dal.
Let me make sure I got you turned up here because, you know, you have such a weak voice.
Yes, I've been accused of that before.
Superintendent, I guess there's a lot of things. There's always a lot of things going on in the area school district, but some of the more visual things, I guess, coming up is there's going to be some additions taking place to some of your buildings in the area. Can you talk to us about that?
You betcha. Dal, if I could, before we start talking about Afton and Osmond's additions, tomorrow is Administrative Assistant Day, and I would just draw attention to my wonderful administrative assistant, Barney Kleeman, and the other ladies that work in the district office. Phenomenal skill set, and we very much appreciate them, and I very much appreciate, and I know that the board appreciates Barney as well. So
they keep the gears rolling, don't they? Keep the gears going.
Good thing we've got her there to keep me lined out and to be the brains of the organization. So
gotta have them. Bring some flowers tomorrow. Bring some flowers.
Will do. Will do. Okay, I've got to be in Casper tomorrow, so to some meetings. But anyway, talking about additions, so we're going to be adding 8 classrooms to Afton Elementary, 3 classrooms to Osmond Elementary, to address our capacity issues, and we anticipate that we'll be turning dirt about a month from now. Week of school.
Superintendent Erickson, one of the things that people they have conversations about, like let's say for Afton Elementary, you know, it's still a fairly new school. It's 10 years old or so. And people say, well, how come they just didn't build it bigger to begin with? And I think people are maybe not understanding the level of growth consistently that has taken place over the last decade. Can you address that? Because some other school districts, they're not having this same issue. They're having a much different conversation.
That's a great question, Dal. And the state, our state legislators are brilliant, and the model that we have in place for school facilities is second to none in the state of Wyoming. And it's based on square footage. So in other words, 50 square feet is allowed for a kindergartner, and then in first grade it drops down to 40 square feet.
They don't roam as much. Huh?
They don't roam as much. They don't need quite the space. But anyway, it's based on square footage.
Okay.
So we're currently at 107% of capacity at Afton and Osmond Elementary. Star Valley Middle School's at 103%. So, yeah, we've had a lot of growth, especially in South Star Valley, in terms of students. We know that the major growth population-wise is at the north end of our valley. But student growth, there's more student growth at the south end of the valley. So thus the additions, and Afton's, yeah, really new school, in phenomenal shape, but we have capacity issues. We're going to see those capacity issues, concerns crop up in our other schools as well in Star Valley.
And another part that people need to be aware of, this process is years long. There's like an approval process, and so while budgets may, you know, ebb and flow year to year, these additions have been approved for quite some time. They're just now getting around to being able to do them.
Correct. So the first step is what they call a Mercer study, most cost-effective remedy. And we went through that study 4 years ago. And that study takes about a year to complete. A lot of public meetings, and we explore all different options. Reconfiguring grades to changing boundaries to everything's explored. And as a result of the Mercer study, or the most cost-effective remedy study, it was decided that the best remedy for Star Valley at this time was to add 8 classrooms at Afton and 3 at Osmond.
Just one of the things taking place throughout the district. What else are some things that the patrons in the area are going to see?
So we have a lot of personnel changes this year. Those that have been paying attention and Dr. Amanda McAdams kind of started a domino effect. Fortunately for Arizona, unfortunate for Lincoln too. Dr. McAdams and her husband Don have decided to take their skills to Arizona, and they'll be sorely missed in our district. They're great people and wonderful educators. But anyway, that started a domino effect, and there's been some changes on the administrative team, and I hope that we're having a special school board meeting this afternoon at 2:30 because of the length of time in between our April and May board meetings. And I anticipate this afternoon maybe being able to put proposals forward to the school board for their consideration for a Thane principal to replace Dr. Lori Schieffer, who's become our talent developer for the next couple of years. Excuse me, and also to replace Farron Hatterley at Star Valley Middle School as the assistant principal, where Farron's taking over Star Valley High. And then to also, we hope to name this afternoon a assistant principal at Star Valley High to replace Corey Hokanson, who is coming to the district office as a director.
So a lot of shuffling. A lot of shuffling at the administrative level.
Correct.
All right. I got to bring this up because I'm the sports guy, but there's going to be a new turf installed at Braves Field. Now, some people are like, hey, how come this costs so much? Those fields are usually good for about 10 years. I think that one was installed in 2008, if
correct.
I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So that's actually well past its lifespan. And so, again, I think people have the district done a very good job of taking care of that to the point where it could be used that long. But the time has come to get something a little different. And they have what's called an impact study, correct? Because it no longer, it gets to the point where it's not as safe as it once was.
You're absolutely correct, Al. And due to the impact study, we were looking at it within the next 5 years. But with some COVID monies and things that are available this year, we felt the time was right. School board was gracious enough to approve last month. So we will be replacing the turf at Braves Field and the lighting as well.
And this will be a little different than, say, when they installed it in the first place, because obviously all the groundwork's already there. It's already done. This is just the turf up on top.
Correct. And we're using major maintenance dollars that are provided by the state. Thanks to Mr. Inskeep, you know, we're financially sound and we run very efficient and stay within our budgets and whatnot. But this project to replace the turf and the lighting at Brave Field, we're looking at $750,000.
But hopefully that lasts another, you know.
Yes.
15 years or whatever
and
it's been.
Safety is our biggest concern, and obviously we want to meet those impact requirements and keep kids safe.
If you wouldn't mind, is there anything else that you want to talk about before I go on a different subject?
I would I'd like to give a shout out to our teachers. We're in the middle of state testing, our YTOP testing. Our juniors just completed the ACT recently, and we are so blessed to have quality master teachers and staff in our district, and I just appreciate them very much.
And along those lines, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to get people in those positions, and a little bit more of a challenge lately in terms of filling positions, correct, with things as they are.
We're having to get very creative when it comes to recruiting and even more creative on retention. But, again, we have great people. And, yeah, is it a challenge? But we're up for the challenge and hope that we're getting people in the right seat on the bus. So Star Valley and Cokeville still a very attractive place to work and raise families, and that's due to the quality of the people here. But it is a recruiting and retention challenge like we've never seen before due to the cost of housing and inflation,
yeah,
you name it.
Everything's
and
up.
Availability of housing. is a big factor as well. We've missed out on multiple candidates that we've offered contracts to, and they've had to respectfully decline a few days later after they've discovered that the availability of housing is just lacking, and what's available is takes a lot of presidents' faces.
Yeah, it does. You don't want your your history teacher living out of a hatchback, of course. We don't want that. Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2, anything else that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention, that special meeting taking place today for those personnel changes?
That's the only item on the agenda today, and again, just wanted to have a meeting in between our April and May board meeting. Now, one thing I'd like to bring up is we'll have a couple of open seats that'll be open in August for people to file to run for school board. And if anybody's interested, I would just encourage them to maybe come talk to us and see what it all entails, because we have an amazing school board right now, and they're workhorses. And I don't know that everybody understands the number of hours and the expectation and what they do. They give up a lot of time to serve our community.
So if people would like to be interested in that kind of down the line here a few months, they should come and contact you at the district office in the middle of after there. What's the address there?
360 Jefferson.
Hey, good for you. I had no idea. I just know it's up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and wish you the best as we continue on and finish out the school year.
Thank you, Dal. Appreciate all SBI does for us.